Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." Everything was surprising about the fact that Jesus washed his disciples' feet. First of all, this was a job for a junior slave, not a rabbi of Jesus' standing. It was also a job that was done as soon as people entered a house, not when they were sitting down for a meal. So when Jesus approached his disciples to wash their feet, Peter asked what many of the others may well have been thinking. Was Jesus really going to wash their feet? What I find interesting is that Jesus didn't offer an explanation. He seemed content with the fact that they couldn't understand what was going on, and he simply reassured them that one day they would understand. Very often, this is the way in which the Lord works in our lives. So often we want a complete explanation of the way things happen. When we experience failure or rejection, we want to understand why. Or we face some unexpected good news and just can't understand that either. Peter and the disciples needed to learn that they could trust Jesus completely. Even though he was doing something completely surprising, and the very opposite of what they would have expected, they needed to accept it. This doesn't mean we should stop asking questions of God, but it does encourage us to accept that very often we have to wait for an explanation. Sometimes it will come much, much later. In this instance, I don't think it took the disciples very long to work out why Jesus needed to wash their feet, but that certainly isn't always the case. We need to trust the Lord that one day he will tell us everything we need to know. Let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to trust you with the whole of our lives, especially when things happen to us which are hard to understand. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.